We just read how HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Aharon HaKohen and all of his offspring forever to bless the Jewish people. Kosev Baruch Hu, and so shall you bless Klal Yisrael. Hashem's command is very specific as to the manner and the context of the blessing that the Kohanim are supposed to give to Klal Yisrael. It is all encompassing, and Hashem instructs them to deliver it in three parts. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The first bracha deals with the material success and prosperity. The second bracha, Yor Hashem panav elecha v'chuneko, deals primarily with the spiritual success of each individual Jew, and that he be granted Torah knowledge. And the last, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom, is that we should merit the compassion and the forgiveness of Hashem throughout our lives. So the Kohanim raise their hands, they spread their fingers to form the letter Shin, which symbolizes Hashem's name, and they wave their hands from side to side in order to spread Hashem's blessings all over the Jewish people. When Hashem sees how the Kohanim bless his children with such love and such fervor, he puts his stamp of approval on their blessing by concluding, Vani Avorchem, and I will bless them. You did the Kosev Baruch Hu, Hashem says, just as I commanded. And I in turn will do my part, Vani Avorchem, and I will bless them. When we delve in a little closer, we understand from the commandment of the Kohanim that what Hashem wants most is that his children should be blessed. Like any father and any mother always seeks for their children to be blessed. And since we are commanded to follow in Hashem's ways and to emulate Him, so therefore we also must get into the habit of blessing the Jewish people, especially the Jews that live around us. No doubt, who do you think Hashem favors, if not those that bless His children? And by blessing them, we alone become blessed indirectly. And by the way, if you want to be blessed, the best way to make sure that it happens is by blessing others. Since Hashem is Baruch, conducts His world, mida keneged mida, measure for measure. So whatever we do, that's what Hashem does for us. And this was Hashem's bracha to Avram Avinu. Hashem said, Va'avorecha mevarcheka, and I will bless those that bless you. And that was a bracha that has no time limitation. It was a guarantee forever to anyone who blesses any one of Hashem's children that they will in return be blessed. And this was also the blessing that Yitzchak Avinu gave to Yaakov Avinu. And those that bless you shall be blessed. So therefore it is no wonder that the Jewish people all over the world have adopted the custom to bless their children on Shabbos night. We bless our children Erev Yom Kippur before we go to shul, before Kol Nidrei. before we take our children to the chuppah, when they get married, we give our children the exact blessing the Kohanim pronounced to the Jewish people then, thereby invoking Hashem's blessing. And we have emuna and betochen, we have faith and confidence that Hashem will fulfill the blessing, since it is the bracha that He Himself authored. And it is the bracha that Hashem guaranteed. Just when Hashem says, V'ani avorchem, which means that Hashem says, I will see to it that the blessing of the Kohanim is effective. We might also want to take a closer look at the last word in the bracha of the Kohanim say before actually blessing the Jewish people. They end off their bracha with the word bi'ahava, with love. It would seem that it is a prerequisite to the fulfillment of the birchas kohanim that they are going to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every kohen to give the bracha in a state of truly loving every single Jew. That is the only way that a blessing can really take effect. Usually people who love you bless you with all their heart. And when they do that, it shows caring. It shows that they want to do good by you. They want to do good by people. And that alone brings blessing for all the people around. And this is truly fulfilling the commandment of V'yahavta l'reacha kamecha, love thy neighbor as thyself. And that is the reason why the final words in the Kohanim's bracha is shalom, peace. For without it, the bracha is worthless. It takes ahava, it takes love to create shalom and to create peace. A person can have everything in the world, but if you are missing shalom, if you are missing peace, then all of what you have is really of no value. And this is how my first kohen gadol conducted himself. Our sages teach us that a Aharon HaKohen had many attributes, but they highlight that he was an oyhev shalom. He loved peace. Virodev shalom. He chased peace. Ohev esabrios. He loved people and makarvim the Torah, and he brought them close to Torah. How was he able to bring people close to Torah? Because he showed people love. Because he chased peace. He loved peace. When Aharon HaKohen walked, they said, there walks a man of peace. And because they felt his love come through, he was able to be Makar of Yidun the Torah. And that's how we can bring Jewish people close to Torah, by fostering peace wherever we live, and by showing people love and caring. There is no other viable way. So just let's imagine for a moment what our world would look like if everyone was always blessing each other out of love, if everybody was providing encouragement and hope to the people around them. Is it a wonder why we have the custom when we greet someone, we say, Shalom Aleichem, peace unto you, and they reply back to us, Aleichem Shalom, And then unto you there shall also be peace. Why? Because Shalom is the magic that makes all that we have in life worthwhile. And that is why the Gemara tells us that Omar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta said, L'motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem could not find Kli Machzik Brocha LeYisrael, a vessel that could contain blessing for the Jewish people. Ela HaShalom, only peace. And he quotes the Pasuk. He didn't just say this. The Pasuk says, Hashem owes L'amo Yitem. Hashem gave strength to the Jewish people. What was the strength that Hashem gave to the Jewish people? Hashem Yivorech Has Amo B'Shalom. That Hashem blessed His nation with peace. That is the vehicle that helps us arrive to all the blessing. So the greatest blessing you can give someone is the blessing of Shalom, is the blessing of peace. Since Shalom is the gateway to all other blessings. And with this, perhaps we can now better understand why the Anshe Knesset HaGdola composed the Brocha of Shalom at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And if you look closely, you will see that the last Brocha in Shemoneh Esrei is repetitive. It starts with Shalom. In the middle, it talks about Shalom, and it ends with Shalom. Why is that? It's to let us know that all the other blessings that were recited in Shemoneh Esrei are very, very dependent on this last Brocha. This is the Brocha where we explicitly ask Hashem, and we say, V'tov b'necha, may it be good and proper in your eyes, Hashem, levorech es amcha Yisrael, to bless your nation Yisrael, b'chol eso v'chol sho, consistently every moment, b'shloimecha, with your peace, because we need peace every moment of our life. And we end the Brocha with Hamavarech es amcha Yisrael b'shalom. It's the exact same ending like the Kohanim end their Brocha with the words Shalom. It is the same way that we end Kaddish. We say, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. This is something that we are always asking for. And that's why more than 100 times a day we bless Hashem. We're constantly involved in blessing. Constantly involved with Shalom. Whether we realize it or not. We're looking for blessing. How many of us travel far and wide just to receive a blessing? And what we must conclude is that if this is so vital and so important, we must all make an effort to improve in this aspect in our life. And that is by trying to bless all the people around us, by being a blessing to all the people around us. When you think about it, what does it really take to say to someone, Sei gebenched, be blessed? It gives a person chizuk, it gives a person strength and encouragement. And let not anyone think for a moment and make the mistake and say, of what value can my blessing have? I'm just an ordinary Jew. My power can't have any blessing. That's a mistake. We mustn't think like that. The Gemara teaches us, Al tiyeh birchas hedyot kola b'einecha, that we are not permitted to take any blessing for granted, even from an ordinary Jew. And the truth is, no Jew is ordinary. We are told, v'amech kulam tzadikim, all Jewish people are righteous. We are told that all Jews are full of mitzvahs, kerimon, like the seeds of a pomegranate. Especially those Jews that study Torah, and those Jews that are scrupulous in their observance of mitzvahs, how much more so do they have power to give bracha? So therefore it is important to take note at this time of how the Torah ends off the last parasha, V'zos HaBracha, this is the blessing, Sheberich Moshe Ishul Akim, that Moshe blessed the godly man, it's B'nai Yisrael, of Nemoso, before he passed away. The Torah concludes with what? With bracha, with blessing. Moshe goes ahead and he blesses all the Shiftei Kor, all the 12 tribes of Israel. So in conclusion, I would say that may we all merit to emulate the Kahanim, since we are commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Amalachas Koyanim and freely offer blessing to our fellow brethren with love, just like the Kahanim bless us with love. But one thing we need to keep in mind, however, is that the greatest blessing is not what you received yourself, but rather what you give and you create yourself. So bless yourself with the blessing of Shalom and all the blessings promised by Hashem will follow surely. So may we be blessed. May we bless others. May our lives be a blessing to all those around us. May there be Shalom b'boteinu, peace in our homes. Shalom b'svivoseinu, peace with all those around us, our community, our synagogue. Shalom b'atzeinu, let there be peace in Eretz Yisrael, so that we should all be able to enjoy the greatest blessing, the blessing of life.